Okay, my name is Coyote Ayat Noel, an athletic instructor working with the University of Benin athletics team.
All right.
Based in Benin.
All right, can you let us into some names in your stable?
Talking about names, talking about the coaching crew, or you're talking about
athletes? Let's start with athletes now.
Athletes, okay. Well, we have Onyeka Shukuma, 100 meters winner in the Garden City Games, and silver medal in 100 meters again in the Eko Games. And then you have Tega Odele, a good medalist in 200 meters in the Eko Games. You have Omeza Akirele John, a quarter miler, who won almost all the classic this year. It was in a World Junior, the Commonwealth Games, and the African Championship team. And then we have, of course, Esi Brume, good medalist in both the Commonwealth Games and the African Senior Championship. And we have Kome Okulisi. She was in the African Youth Championship in Botswana this year as well, too.
Names, champions for now and for the future, those are the names you
just mentioned. Yeah, that's what I
mean. Our particular interest to many people will be the case of Esi Brume.
Yeah.
I don't want to say from that. Came and surprised everybody in the last athletic season, both in the Commonwealth and in the African Championship. We were taken by surprise. Were you also surprised about what happened the last season?
Commonwealth Games, I was really expecting over 7 meter jumpers to be in the games. You know, I told her, see, after she won the national championships in Calabar, that you know, you just go to the games and do a PB, you know, you just want a PB. She had a little challenge in the World Junior Championship at Oregon this year, but you know, she had to put herself together, and she knows she has to do that. It's part of the training sections as well, to always try to put yourself together no matter the condition or the situation you find yourself. You always know that there's always a way out. So I think she did what she had to do, and she put herself together and she kept focused. She didn't let that beat her down. I think that's what really interested me, got me really excited. She didn't allow the Oregon experience to beat her down. I think that's, even if she didn't win the gold medal, I was very okay with that. And she braced herself and she became very strong. And then she did what she had to do. Well, I told her to go for a PB. She came out with a gold medal, so it's awesome. It's awesome, yeah. I know she was going to do well. I know she's going to do well, actually. Well, not a start with the Commonwealth Games, actually. I have to be honest with you. But anyway, it came that way, so we're savoring the moment now.
All right, can you just let us into a brief snip about how her progress, as in how she started and where she is right now and where you are projecting for her to be in the future?
Well, I could tell you from when she started from and to now, but the future, I don't know, there are a lot of things involved. A lot of things are coming in, and you know. But I say she's from Delta State, Ugili. And because in primary school, secondary school, she was very good in sports, including jumping and running, and you know how to do primary secondary school sports now. Once in a while, when the season comes, they do it after the seasons and all that. So actually, she came for admission in University of Benin, where she was brought to Mr. Okusun, the assistant head coach athletics then, University of Benin. Now he's the head coach of athletics. So the father came through him and brought her in, and then she started training with us. And then from there, in our training ground, we are very serious. We are passionate about what we are doing. We know the reality of what we are doing. It comes first. It's no kid game. It's serious business. We have fun. We do. But when it comes to practice sections, you don't mess with us. We go for it. So she underwent rigorous treatment for her pains, crying, tears in training sections, you know, difficult times, throwing up, falling sick, you know, other biological factors were involved and all that. But you got to keep going because the focus is where you keep your eyes on. When you see the focus, when you concentrate there, going through will be easier for you because you know what you are going to achieve. Nothing good comes easy. You have to contend for it. It don't fall cheaply on your lap. You have to work for it. It's biblical. Yes, you have to work. So I think she underwent all that to become what she is now. And I think she deserves every moment right now. And I, for the future, God knows. God knows for the future.
All right. A new athletic season is knocking on the doors. We have a busy calendar. World Championships, the All African Games, and the rest.
Yeah.
What are you going to be suggesting to? Well, we did fairly good last season. What are the things you would want to see improvement upon as we enter into the new season?
Everybody wants to step up, you know. A lot of people want to catch up, and the ones who are already up want to keep going up, and we have to take everything one at a time, you know, as they come, we'll take them. But basically, we have our general preparations, which will time general conditioning going on now. You know, it's quite unfortunate that the National Sports Festival that was supposed to have taken place has obstructed a lot of things, you know. And trying to fix ourselves into the game of the general conditions so that we can have a better platform, because since the season is choked, next season is choked, we don't really know how to go about it for now, but we are going about it anyway. We are trying to put the pauses together. God helping us, we are trying. We are cutting the edges. Hopefully, before the season will start, we'll be able to be on top flight. I believe so. Yeah, I believe so.
One of the places Nigeria had a pass mark last season was the issue of drugs. Compared to other seasons where we have our names tinted in drug issues in future competitions, we had a fairly clean season last season. How do you feel about this, and how can it be kept? As in, how can it be sustained, what we've been able to achieve?
Let me digress here a minute, and I really want to draw a line here. A lot of things are happening because there are no proper education for these things. See, you need to understand that athletes need basic clinical education about drugs. Some of them don't even know what they take. And some of them don't even know who is in charge of them correctly, you know, because you see, you don't expect somebody to be in charge of you and he prescribes something for you and you say no. It's like your father asking you to do something and you are saying no. You are disobedient, you know. But even the people in charge of them don't have first-hand basic clinical education of what they are doing. We talk about supplements, but we don't know all supplements. They say you go to the WADA website, you see the ones that are legal and the ones that are not legal. Well, how many of them do that? We need to have a workshop where athletes and coaches will be given basic clinical education about these substances, because everybody's trying to aim or get an edge in their performance. And you know what people do to get performance is amazing. You know, it's terrible. You just don't understand, and by the time you get closer to them, you know that they are not well informed or properly educated about what they are doing, because they would think it's something natural. Now, these laws or these guidelines are from WADA and some other organizations, but those people are well informed before they came out with those instructions and those laws. But people in this part of the world are not that informed about these things. So I think a proper clinical education should be given to both coaches and athletes about what they take or put, what goes into their mouth, they are responsible for it. And they should understand that they should actually, they have the God-given right to ask and do research about what they are being given to, I mean, what they are being, what they are receiving.